So with that, let me call the meeting to order and ask for Nika to call the roll.
Trustee Grossinger?
Yes.
Dr. Redd?
Present.
Trustee Shelton?
Here.
Dr. Musgrove? Trustee White Richardson?
Here.
Dr. Tard? Dr. Berzone? Trustee Clyburn? Dr. Jarvis? Trustee Scott? Trustee Bell? General Schwartz? President Mason?
Here.
Chief of Staff Guillory?
Here.
Chief Operating Officer Franklin?
Here.
Chief Academic Officer Potter?
Present.
Chief Student Development and Success Officer Latham? General Counsel Russell?
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
And do we have anyone from the public on the call for Nika?
Yes, we have 13 attendees.
Okay. I have a slight technical problem, which is that I was asked to read a sentence regarding the last operations committee moving into executive session, and I'm unable to open it with my current WebEx screen on. So the gist of it was to confirm that we had an executive committee meeting, and it was all proper. Avis, if that's not sufficient, would you let me know?
Just to say that it was an executive session that we had and that no action was taken in that meeting, correct?
Thank you. So we have two action items. One is the lease agreement for food services, and the second is student housing on Van Ness. And I'm wondering, Avis and Ron, about whether or not for the lease agreement discussion it would be appropriate to go into executive session, given it's around procurement and issues related to it.
What I would suggest, do we have, what I would recommend is that we take the action items that would not go into executive session, which I think would be the approval of the minutes and the lease for housing. If we, I don't have the agenda in front of me, so I don't remember what order the items were. So we would change the order of the items if that was the case, and take those two matters and then move into executive session. However, if we're going to make a recommendation to the board, we would have to come out of executive session back into the meeting and articulate what that recommendation is.
Got it. Does anyone have any issue with that, reorganizing the agenda and moving the lease agreement to the last point and moving into executive session from there?
No issues here. Well, Trustee Grossinger, there are actually three items on the agenda.
Oh, I only had two. What's the third?
The first one would be the student housing.
Right.
And the second would be the acting dean of the UDC Law School.
Okay. Is that an action item?
It is.
Okay. All right. So we'll start out with, let's start out first by getting a motion to approve the minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Nika, will you call the roll?
Trustee Grossinger?
Yes.
Dr. Rudd?
Yes.
Trustee Shelton?
Yes.
Dr. Musgrove? Trustee White Richardson?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion carries.
Great. Okay. Student housing, David?
Yes, sure. Thank you. So we have this particular agreement is a renewal of the lease at 303 Van Ness, in which the university secures 25 units that are leased at approximately $2,689 a month. It houses approximately 88 students. The total cost of this is approximately $874,000, of which we secure $419,000 in revenue from our students, and the remainder, $455,000, the university subsidized, and we're doing that this year through our HERF dollars, which is the federal funding that we received based on COVID. Again, this is a renewal. We have done this now for the past 5 to 7 years, and we're simply renewing it for the upcoming fiscal year.
Anybody have any questions?
Motion to approve, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Trustee Royce seconds the motion.
Bernico, will you call the roll?
Trustee Grossinger?
Yes.
Dr. Rudd?
Yes.
Trustee Shelton?
Yes.
Dr. Musgrove? Trustee White Richardson?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion carries.
Thank you. David, you want to take the next item, the acting dean?
Sure. So Dean Renee Hutchins will be resigning from the dean position and will be taking a new position at the University of Maryland effective August 2022. Dean Hutchins has served as the dean at the David A. Clark School of Law and will be missed tremendously for her steadfast leadership and commitment to excellence. President Mason and Dr. Potter, the chief academic officer, has selected Professor Tenille Johnson, who is currently the associate dean for academic affairs and a professor at the law school of the David A. Clark School of Law, to serve as the interim dean until the selection and appointment of the next dean is in place. After reviewing Professor Johnson's credentials, President Mason and Dr. Potter has determined that she has the qualifications to serve as the acting dean of the David A. Clark School of Law based on her knowledge of law, experience as an executive administrator of the law school, and past accomplishments. Finally, when you look at the budget, it is projected that there's sufficient unrestricted funds in the university's operating budget to cover this action.
All right, anybody have any questions? Is there a motion to approve?
I move that we approve the name that brought forward for the interim dean for the law school.
I'll second.
Pranika?
Trustee Grossinger?
Yes.
Dr. Rudd?
Yes.
Trustee Shelton?
Yes.
Dr. Musgrove? Trustee White Richardson?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion carries.
Ron, what do we generally do in situations like this? From my perspective, kind of an outsider's perspective, but I thought she was just terrific, really liked her, valued her, and want to recognize her in some way. There may be a system you already have set up to do that, but that's what I wanted to ask about.
Well, we've recognized her internally more than once, including a farewell party organized by Chief Academic Officer Potter last week. I think it's not inappropriate at the board meeting coming up for us to, you know, pass a resolution thanking her for her work as she leaves the university.
That would be great. And can we turn that into a plaque of some kind that she can, if she wants to hang on a wall, hang it?
I'm sure we can do a plaque.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, Avis, I have the same problem as I had before, which is I can't call up my email language to move us into executive session while I have my Cisco screen on. Is it appropriate for you or another board member to read what needs to be read?
Okay, I'm trying to turn my camera back on. Okay, so did you want to take the report from the COO before we went into executive session, Trustee Grossinger? or do you want to do that when we return?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. David?
Okay, sure. Trustee Grossinger, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to present the COO's Operations Committee report this afternoon. I will be brief in my presentation as my report will highlight two specific areas. First is the multiple capital and operating projects being led by the Office of Facilities and Real Estate Management and an effort to continue to improve the institution's physical environment and infrastructure. I won't detail all the projects, but the report breaks down some of the projects into the following categories for your reading pleasure at a later time. It captures the recent completed capital construction projects. It addresses the current capital construction projects that we're currently undergoing. And lastly, it addresses additional capital projects underway in various stages, whether it's design or construction procurement phase. So again, I will let you read that at your leisure. The last item I want to bring to the attention of the committee is that the university is in the process of initiating searches for several vacant executive positions to include the VP of Human Resources, the Chief of Police, the Academic Vice President for Enrollment Services, and as you just heard, the Dean of the David A. Clark School of Law. And that concludes my report.
Wow, David, that's impressive. Very concise, straight to the point. Any questions, anybody?
Are we still on target for the field? We're still on target for completion of the field.
The field is still on target, Trustee, and that will be early next 2023.
Okay.
And I actually detailed that in my last report as well.
That's why I was just following up.
Thank you. On target, my friend.
Any other questions or comments? All right. Thank you, David. Avis, do you want to read the language now to move us into executive session?
Ms. Rivers is going to read it.
Okay.
Yes. I'll go ahead and read that. Expected meeting closure in accordance with DC Code Section 2-575B, the Board of Trustees hereby gives notice that it may conduct an executive session to discuss a lease.
And do we need to vote on this, Avis?
Yes.
Okay. May I have a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
I second.
Renika?
Trustee Grossinger?
Yes.
Dr. Rudd?
Yes.
Trustee Shelton?
Yes.
Dr. Musgrove? Trustee White Richardson?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion carries.
Thank you. Would you let me know when we've been able to confine the discussion to just board?
Yes, just one moment.
Trustee Grossinger, did you intend for me and David not to attend?
Oh, no, no. Great. Okay, now to pick up where we left off, is there a motion to proceed on the resolution?
I move that we proceed on the resolution as presented by Mr. Franklin in reference to, help me with the word.
What is Perkins. It? Perkins.
In reference to Perkins being continued contractor for five
second.
Years.
Second, as written.
As written.
And who's going to call the roll on this?
Bernica's back. Is she back?
I don't think.
I'm trying to get her on as a panelist. Bear with me.
Davis, can the chair call the roll?
Franklin, we can't hear. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Grossinger, Trustee Grossinger, you can call the roll.
Thank you, Carolyn. All right. Trustee Rudd?
Yes.
Trustee White Richardson?
Yes.
Trustee Musgrove? And Trustee Grossinger, no.
You didn't call Shelton, did you?
And Trustee Shelton?
Yes.
Okay, the motion has it, or we passed it.
Thank you.
We recommend, Mr. Chairman, we're recommending that the board approve the motion. All we're doing is recommending to the full board. And for the record, Mrs. Musgrove had difficulty getting in. She tried and was unsuccessful.
Okay. Yes. Any other commentary before we close it down? Okay, thank you, everybody.
Oh, we have to join the meeting. We have to vote to adjourn the meeting.
To adjourn.
We need to adjourn the meeting. I move that we adjourn this meeting of the Operations Committee.
Second.
All right, who's going to call the roll?
You.
Okay, Carolyn Rudd.
Yes.
Antoinette White Richardson.
Yes.
Jerome Shelton.
Yes.
Ms. Musgrove. Ken Grossinger, yes.
Unanimous.
Bye, all.